it's 11 o'clock. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock. It's time for Under the Floorboards with Steve. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU.org. All right, so that was Electronic Air with E23.
Thank you. Porsiyanı badamı gezeri vazıdı. Ama de yedi sıra abu resge vrajını. Bunu yeni rösa gadesi bravo. Bunu yeni gadesi bağlı.
KGNU educates, inspires, and empowers you, from our local, national, and international news coverage to our eclectic music programs and more. We empower so many in our community by providing a microphone to amplify their voices. Empower us by donating to KGNU on Colorado Gives Day. Increase the value of every dollar you donate through a $1 million incentive fund by pledging now through December 6th. Find KGNU on coloradogives.org.
Today, I have declared myself to be a subject of the will of the people. Too long have my studies and research been for my own pleasures and distractions. Civilization needs the minds of its people. My first project will be the freeing of our underground workers. There is no reason why technology cannot be called on. Machine, I see it now. Creatures, seek your dignity. Scrap metal and I shall fight, and you shall be the winner.
The Savior, you have my breath, you have my dream, my dream.
I don't know how to articulate it really, but
jargon geek speak.
I think a nerd is somebody who.
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds
what I call a geek.
The basic simple.
Nerd's got to be sort of smart or something. How would a geek can just
computer
kind of
geek stuff?
Word geek.
Oh, a nerd is
a language. We
I like all that math.
And I refer
stuff.
To as geeking out.
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds a machine or a really esoteric, like, logical to be really fascinating construct and likes to, and understands it, see what its limits are, and see exactly what it entails, play with it, and to the extent that they probably find it slightly more fascinating than conversation with most people.
I don't know how to articulate it really, but
I,
the Unix operating system. I mean, when we say PC operating system, we probably...
Mac, no question.
Which is a personal computer that came out in the mid-80s.
All the aspects of Unix that people hate.
I've heard good things about Plan 9, though.
I don't know how to articulate it, really, but...
An incredible piece of cruft.
It's so gross. It's so crufty. It's this big organic...
Hacks piled on kludges, piled on unstable foundations... Really frightening to look at.
Translate all the computer stuff. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. 32-bit able system. Write an 32-bit able. Write an operating system. 32-bit able operating system. 32-bit able. Write an operating system. 32-bit able operating system. 32-bit able originally written as 32-bit able. Translate all 32-bit able. Write an 32-bit able operating system. 32-bit able operating system. Write an 32-bit able originally written as 32-bit able operating system. 32-bit able originally written as 32-bit able operating system. 32-bit able system. Write an 32-bit able originally written. All that does is just translate all the computer stuff. Mac, no question. Originally written as 32-bit able. Didn't have the ability to handle 32-bit data paths in the ROM. The machines had the ability to handle it before the operating system did, and then eventually had to go back and write an operating system to CX, where you have to buy a little enabler patch 32-bit mode. But the way that they've designed the system software is that you can tell the system to not look in the ROM for the information, but to look somewhere else in the system. You know, they just rewrite it in the system, and they change the pointer to where that particular bit of data is. It's physically hardwired into this little piece of information. Is this little piece of information?
There's a couple things. One of them is spamming. I'd be pretty much toast. That's not a good thing.
And when you get the math wrong, you're toast. Get me in a lot of trouble. Probably toast me.
Another thing that might be good to fry myself with.
Internet protocol. One little teeny control panel, Mac TCP. All that does is just translate all the computer stuff into TCP IP, and then it's done. Bang. You know, things can still try and, like, grab memory space that they're not supposed to be able to grab and collapse the whole thing.
Cool little box that it was so beautiful in that it was all structured.
Cool
little
this
box.
This is actually very, very, very cool.
That's just
this
a cool really thing in and of itself. Like, how cool? Like, that's just a cool thing in and of itself. Like, how cool? Someone's...
The most exciting thing in modern...
Cool! Although I do dream of computers, and I had one really weird dream where I was trying to move my arm by double-clicking on it.
//backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/back
are.
Okay, so we're reading from the second college edition of the American Heritage Geek. Dictionary.
A carnival performer whose show consists of bizarre acts such as biting the head off a flying
chicken. A geek is a person that bites chickens' heads off.
Well, a geek eats chickens' heads, and a nerd eats pizza.
Of biting the head off a live chicken or snake.
The origins of the word aren't terribly pleasant.
Oh, a nerd is a...
Noun, slang. A socially inept, foolish, or ineffectual person.
Somebody that orders their pizza by their fax modem. Just fax in their orders for their pizza, and it gets delivered to their workplace, and they never have to leave.
What I call a geek, I think is what they call a nerd.
So nerds can be hip, but be nerds. But geeks, by definition, can't be hip.
So all geeks are nerds, but not all nerds are geeks.
So I would sort of call better nerd than that. Nerd doesn't have to be pejorative. Nerd can somehow be someone who's just really into their thing. Geek is just a loser completely somehow.
He was a nerd, not a geek, though, in that he doesn't really any good at anything.
A nerd's got to be sort of smart or something, but a geek can just kind of be...
A geek, on the other hand, touch with, I think it's sort of the mainstream. Somebody who's a bit out of touch,
fabulous thing.
With their mother dresses them funny. They talk
one
funny.
One who eats computer bugs.
It might be
a little
more technical people with nerds
terrible.
Are better than geeks, though.
When you start calling something by its acronym, then you've moved a step towards it. And when you've taken the acronym and start pronouncing the acronym as if it were a word, then you're being geekish.
That's where the geek code
they're
is.
Computer geek.
New Hacker's Dictionary, there it is.
FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. But people use it as an adjective, like, oh, I'll FTP that, not adjective, people use it as a verb, like, I'll FTP that over to you.
Entry for geek code and geek out. Maybe either a fundamentally clueless individual or a proto-hacker also called Turbo Nerd Turbo Geek.
You could. GUI for graphical user interface, and CLUI for command line user interface.
You know, very technical conversation with someone in a context where this might not be considered really a great thing to do. So if you're at a party, you might say, oh, hold on, I'm going to geek out.
I mean, the pride comes and is like, yeah, you know, this is who I am. A pocket protector, a slide rule, is something of like, you know, the well, not slide rule because calculators work better. But like, you know, like a pocket protector, like taping your glasses, it's like, you know, you just, like, having your glasses look nice is just not a priority. It just doesn't matter. You know, you'll dress how your parents dressed you in some like 1940s whatever. And so you've got like this bad knockoff of 1940s clothing. You know, why would I spend money on clothes when I could buy an external hard drive?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so that is Under the Floorboards with Steve. We're at midnight. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU.org. All right, so wasn't totally aware of what I was playing earlier, but I was playing Pamela Z. That is She's an artist that was on the Starkland label, which is a local Boulder record label. And we heard a couple of tracks from her. We played the first track we played from her was Bone Music. Then we went to Zovia, France with Fugitive. And then the new machine for Mark of the Mole. That was The Resonance. And then back to this Pamela Z, we heard Geek Speak. And then Trumper Flora from No Stars Please. In the track there was Where's the Entrance. And then back to Soviet France, Something This Beautiful. Okay, yeah, so it's just after midnight. I want to do this again.
KGNU educates, inspires, and empowers you from our local, national, and international news coverage to our eclectic music programs and more. We empower so many in our community by providing a microphone to amplify their voices. Empower us by donating to KGNU on Colorado Gives Day. Increase the value of every dollar you donate through a $1 million incentive fund by pledging now through December 6th. Find KGNU on coloradogives.org.
All right, well, no one's here for sleepless nights, so I'm going to act like the robotic DJ here for a little bit, and I'm going to play some more music. So here's some The Who, Tommy, 69. Here's Sparks, and then we'll go into another track from that eventually here. But, hey, yeah, Steve's here with you for a while longer.
And his golden beard flows nearly down to the ground.